This story is read by Ian McKinnon. Private Thomas Howison McIntosh. Service number S25944 of the 2nd Battalion, the Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders. Thomas Howison McIntosh was born in Fingask on the 29th of November 1900. He was the 8th of 11 children born to James McIntosh and Isabella Scott. In the 1901 census, the family was living at Over Findegask Cottage, Kilspindie. The family subsequently moved to Easter Bonhard, and Thomas was educated at Kinnaird School. After leaving school, he worked on the land. By 1915, Thomas's father had died. His elder brothers had left home or joined the army. So Thomas, who had just turned 16, became the sole breadwinner for his mother and three younger siblings. Thomas enlisted into the army on the 15th of May 1918 and joined the 2nd Battalion, the Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders. Conscription had been introduced at the beginning of 1916, with the minimum age reduced to 18. By November 1917, the Allies were desperate for manpower. The height requirement had been reduced from 5'3" to 5'. Medical requirements had been relaxed, and individuals who would have been rejected in 1914 were passed as fit. Infantry basic training was reduced from 12 to 6 weeks. Although Thomas was 18 in November 1917, it is unclear why he didn't get conscripted until May 1918. By that time, many people were appealing against being conscripted on grounds such as working in an occupation necessary to the war effort, or that they were the sole support for a family, or even that they were conscientious objectors. Thomas was certainly the sole means of support for his widowed mother and three siblings, and perhaps this would have allowed him a temporary deferment. However, following the German offensive of March 1918 that came within a hair's breadth of ending the war, every available man or boy who could hold a rifle was needed in France. By 11th of April 1918, things were so bad that Sir Douglas Haig's order of the day read, "Victory will belong to the side that holds out the longest. There is no other course open but to fight it out. Every position must be held to the last man. There must be no retirement. With our backs to the wall and believing in the justice of our cause, each one of us must fight on to the end." Having joined the army in May 1918, and after only a few weeks of training, Thomas would be in France around the beginning of July 1918. At the time, new recruits were allocated to the units most in need of reinforcements. In Thomas's case, this was the 2nd Battalion, Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders. Thomas saw action almost immediately and certainly continuously. Prior to the battle that cost him his life, he fought in the Battle of Epe against the German 2nd and 18th Armies. The Battle of the Saint-Quentin Canal, a pivotal battle in World War I. The Battle of the Beauvoir Line. The Battle of Cambrai, the pursuit to the Selle, and the Battle of the cell. Thomas Harrison McIntosh was killed the 10th of October 1918 as he was moving forward with his battalion as part of the Great British Advance near Valenciennes. A shell exploded next to him, killing him outright. He had been in France for little more than 5 months and had been almost constantly involved in relentless, brutal battles. Thomas was 18 years old. He is buried in Plot 1, Row A, Grave 10, in the small Selridge Cemetery at Monté in northeast France. He was awarded the Victory and British War Medals. Thomas's older brother, George, joined the Black Watch and was killed on the 28th of September 1917. The brothers are buried in separate cemeteries, a relatively short distance apart. We will remember them.